I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Wednesday, May 13th. The Urbana City Council has started the process to roll back zoning changes that were made last year that made it easier for data centers to be built there. They approved a resolution on May 4th to review those zoning codes. That follows a moratorium on new data centers that was passed back in March. WYSO's Nick Herkman has this update.
Community members and environmental groups have been concerned about the impact of development on the Cedar Bog, especially if the proposed development were to include a data center, which can consume millions of gallons of fresh water per day for cooling. Madison Shepherd is the preserve manager at Cedar Bog Nature Preserve.
Water is the most important part of Cedar Bog. If we don't have water, we do not have Cedar Bog. So any change in water quality or water quantity or even temperature, anything that's a small, minute change drastically changes the hydrology of Cedar Bog and therefore plants and the wildlife that come with it.
The resolution doesn't immediately change zoning rules. The Urbana Planning Commission must first review the proposal and issue a recommendation, at which point it will return to the council for another vote. Thor Equities, the development team behind the proposed Urbana Technology Hub, said in a statement that it remains committed to a transparent and collaborative process with the city of Urbana and its residents. The Planning Commission is scheduled to meet again on Monday, May 18th, with a moratorium subcommittee meeting planned for Tuesday, May 12th. Both meetings are open to the public. For WYSO News, I'm Nick Herkman.
The 2022 lawsuit filed by a coalition of Ohio's public school districts over the constitutionality of the state's EdChoice universal voucher went to the 10th District Court of Appeals Tuesday. At issue is whether the state constitution, which requires funding of public schools, also allows the state to fund vouchers for all students to go to private schools. State House correspondent Karen Kassler has this.
More than half of Ohio's over 600 public school districts are in the Vouchers Hurt Ohio group, which is represented by Mark Wallach.
Really, the issue here isn't choice, it's education. The school systems exist not to provide choice, they exist to provide education, so we have educated citizens.
Kevin Neely is with the Institute for Justice, a libertarian law firm which has teamed up with the state. He says vouchers are scholarships and not state funding for private schools.
This is kind of a spite suit. It's not about improving the quality of Ohio public schools. It's about trying to take away choice from other people.
The three appeals court judges hearing the case are all Democrats. Two of them are former state lawmakers. The case is almost certainly headed to the Republican-dominated Ohio Supreme Court. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The Ohio Democratic Party is undertaking a new coordinated campaign in an effort to reach voters in all 88 counties. State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports that the party says this campaign is more comprehensive than the outreach that's been done in the past.
Ohio Democratic Party Chair Kathleen Clyde says the campaign will be funded by national, state, and local partners, though she won't give dollar figures. She says the party has 20 staffers, most from Ohio, and is hiring more for comprehensive voter relations.
Doing a strong field operation, voter protection.
Clyde says this will build on the good Democratic turnout in the primary and will reach out to Ohioans about how decisions by Republicans nationally and statewide affect them. Ohio Republican Party Chair Alex Triantafilou says the GOP has been good for Ohioans, noting the tax cuts they've received from GOP control, and he believes they will re-elect Republicans. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
It's the biggest week in American birding. The annual festival attracts some 80,000 visitors to Northwest Ohio each spring to witness the warbler migration. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker has this.
Every spring, millions of birds migrate across Ohio, including dozens of species of warblers. These tiny, colorful songbirds are currently journeying from their wintering grounds in Central and South America to their breeding grounds much further north. When they hit the shores of Lake Erie, they pause.
They want to put down in wooded areas right on the lakeshore to rest, feed up on insects, get that fuel they need to power them across Lake Erie.
That's Kimberly Kaufman, executive director of the Black Swamp Bird Observatory, which puts on this annual festival. She says interest in the event has surged in recent years. It generates more than $40 million for the local economy annually. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
And speaking of birds, the city of Dayton wants its residents to help in developing an urban forest master plan. That plan is being put together by the city's Public Works forestry team. They're forming an advisory group made up of residents, organizations, and community partners that'll shape decisions about trees, green spaces, and the urban canopy. That work would include identifying priorities and challenges in creating a greener, healthier community. Participants would commit to 3 meetings, 1 per month, and that starts in August. You can get application information through the City of Dayton Public Works website. Look for a nice day today overall. There's a slight chance of a stray shower this afternoon. Otherwise, a high today near or in the lower 70s, depending on how much sunshine we get. Lows tonight getting down into the mid to upper 40s. Highs again near 70 on Thursday. But by this weekend, we'll have a taste of summer with highs getting into the 80s with some rain chances. And that's WYSO Today for Wednesday, May 13th. I'm Mike Fraser.